right, welcome to the original, the first, the inaugural. We're calling it 40 Minutes of Tell, and I can already tell that Dudley is not a huge fan of the name.
Do what? That's just, it's cute and witty.
Is it better than Sweet 16? Which one would you prefer?
Tail.
Tail?
Yeah.
Tail.
Of course, I'm always...
You always prefer anything with tail.
Yeah. I was going to say I'm always... Don't ask, don't tell.
Right.
You know, mentality, so...
Okay. Okay. Well, we're at Arkansas Basketball Media Day. They just wrapped up, 20 minutes or so of player availability, and we got a chance to see them practice for a while. What'd you think? What jumped out to you?
You know, obviously, I've seen all these guys during the recruiting process and watched a lot of them since the 9th and 10th grade, and knew what athletes a lot of them were. But to see them all together in one setting, this is going to be one of the more athletic teams they've had in a while, and that athleticism, I think, is going to translate to not only more fast break points, but better defense.
Yeah, man, you hit the nail on the head. That's kind of what jumps out. They're going to have a lot of alley-oops, I feel like. I mean, just the number of guys who can get out and run and dunk, like Daniel Gafford. I mean, I know you've seen him, but for me, this is kind of the first time seeing him up close and in person. Like, the dude's just long and he can jump. I mean, man.
Yeah, and I've had, the opportunity over the course of the last 30 years to go to a lot of different camps, see a lot of guys playing in the NBA now. Not necessarily that – played at Arkansas, but Arkansas was recruiting at one time, and Gafford is, I think, easily of the kids that I've seen him play in Arkansas, and I think you have to go back to Sidney Moncrief of somebody who plays above the rim as much.
All the way back to Sidney.
And he has, he told me today that he's got up here at 217 pounds, and he's 235 now, and you can tell he's filled out a little bit and probably will, get even stronger as he goes along with the weight program and all that. But 235 is going to help him not get pushed around as much.
Yeah, I feel like he can, with his frame, I mean, he's still so long and wiry, he could probably get up to like 245, 250. So you say Sidney, like you mean guys who just went to Arkansas, right?
Guys who grew from Arkansas, obviously.
No love for Malik?
Malik doesn't play.
Your Celtics kind of held him in check last night.
Yeah, he got 5 points. But I'm talking about just overall game. Obviously, Malik did a lot of more perimeter stuff than Daniel. So a lot of Daniel's baskets were above the rim. I've never seen anybody with as many put-back dunks as I have him over the line. Certainly Malik and a lot of others over the course of the last 30 years have had that athleticism, but just a center who plays above the rim in Arkansas, this is, I don't think I've seen somebody that does that as much. And, Bobby Portis, great player, but he wasn't necessarily your above the rim player.
Right, yeah. And I guess the Celtics thing should have given it away, but obviously I should have introduced us at the start. You're Dudley Dawson, everybody, the man, the myth, the legend, Jimmy Carter. And so you look at – you look at what Daniel does. Do you think he'll start? I mean, Mike tends to lean toward the seniors. Trey obviously has been here, done that, and I think has a good feel for what they want to do. How do you think that
early on, I think that you'll see the three senior guards start. I think you'll see Destin Thomas or Adriel Bailey start at the four, and I think you'll probably see Trey Thompson start at the five.
Does that mean
going to play
more
minutes than Daniel, but I think because, he is big on the seniors, and obviously that takes a little pressure off of Daniel not having to start games and all that, but he's going to be a fantastic player down the line. But, if that was the – he said he didn't have any starters today. But I'm guessing he leans toward a pretty
–
that could be five seniors there on the floor.
My only thing with that is, who's coming off the bench? You don't have any experience in the backcourt coming off. I mean, you can stagger guys, obviously. But I feel like if they're going to want Jalen or Daryl out there at all times – pretty much all season.
Yeah, we're going to have to do the same thing that Celtics did with Isaiah Thomas, and now we'll do with Kyrie Irving. Same thing the Cavs did with Irving and LeBron. You have to have a scorer. You have to have somebody in there during brief periods when you're resting your other star. So I think there'll be a lot of that. Of course, whether Khalil Garland gets to play or not this year, will have a lot of factor in that as well. Because I think they look at him as a two who could turn into a one.
Yeah. So let's talk about him a little bit. Mike talked about him today, and obviously they released a statement saying that he's still not fully cleared there. Mike continued to say, I think, the word optimistic. Like, they're highly optimistic that they'll get him back. I mean, we saw – I don't know how long you were out there watching practice. I mean, he did a lot of stuff. He went through a lot of stuff, and I mean, he was running three-on-two drills and dunking. And, I mean, he doesn't look like he's – the time off for not being able to do everything doesn't look like it's hurt his athleticism.
No, not at all. And I think, everybody's just being cautious here. Obviously it's a heart-related issue. he's been taken to several different specialists that, you know, they haven't been able to clear him. And,
right.
And, you know, I know that coaches love to hide behind HIPAA sometimes, but, you know, I think Mike Anderson did a good job today and saying as much as he can. You know, he could be cleared next week. He could never play here. That's the spectrum.
I mean, it's up in there. It just kind of depends on how he reacts to the to the medication.
And I'm old enough to remember, you know, what happened with Loyola Marymount and you know, some other players haven't gone down. So Arkansas is certainly not going to take a chance with him, and they'll wait till it either gets better or he's cleared or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you add him to the mix, that gives him more depth, more athleticism in the backcourt. But it's not like they're – obviously, Mike's always going to want to play more guys, but it's not like they've got a huge hole necessarily. I mean, I didn't realize – I don't think coming in, maybe you knew this, but, man, Darius Hall, I talked to TJ Cleveland about him a lot today, and I mean, he's out there. He's working with the guards. He's shooting the ball well, and, I mean, he's so big. He's like 6'6", and he's got a huge wingspan. I mean – I didn't realize necessarily he was going to be a guard, but it looks like he's going to be somebody that can play on the wing for him.
Yeah, well, he's somebody, I think, defensively that can play the two through the four.
I think at some point he's going to get 1 through 5.
Yeah, if you're using numbers and all that, although positionless basketball is the big thing these days. And you know, back in the day, positionless basketball was when you didn't have a small forward, you didn't have a power forward, you played small. But that's you know, that's become the wave these days. So. You know, I think that it's interesting. Jalen Harris, the transfer from New Mexico, who's a point guard that, you know, it'd probably be nice if they had him eligible this year. But, you know, he's not. But I'm sure, as you said, they'll stagger things, and we'll see Macon, Barford, and Beard all play in the point as well.
Right. Whenever you look at somebody like Harris, I don't know how much you got to watch of him today, but, man, the dude is quick. His shot, you can tell, is still like a little bit of a work in progress. But, I mean, looking forward to next year with him and potentially Justice Hill, that they haven't necessarily had a true point guard who could also score the last couple of years. And I think that both those guys might fit that bill.
Yeah, we'll see if Justice arrives. I think that Keyshawn Embry is going to play the one a lot, too.
You think
he'll
be a
two
one?
Turning into a one.
He can score for sure.
He's playing point guard at IMG, is my understanding.
Okay.
And you know, Desi Seals is going to play point guard at Jonesboro this year. We'll see how he
got a lot of versatile
comes along.
Guys.
Yeah, so you know, they've got some options there. But you know, just with this year's team, it would be nice, I think, to have Jalen Harris.
Right. Did you talk to anybody today? Like, that interested you? Did anybody say anything interesting as far as
the problem with my job?
What are you writing about today?
You know, basically that the FBI thing, that Arkansas does things right, you know, I guess. And
they can all sleep well at night.
Yeah. But the
– This ain't Kentucky. No.
Yeah. But, you know, by the time these guys get up here, you try to find something new, because I've been talking to a lot of them since the 9th or 10th grade, and I've run out of stories. It's like bumper pull in football. You know, Richard and I trying to put our heads together.
What haven't you written about him?
Yeah, what haven't you written about him, you know. You know, they're all good kids. It seems like none of them have been in trouble, and you know, that's always good to say, because you know, there's a lot of stuff going on across the country now. And
you're gonna have to write. I know you mentioned this the other day. You're gonna have to write like a tell-all book at some point.
Yeah,
inspired by
good.
Bud Light, and
yeah, that'll be good after I get out of the game and don't have to. Look for a paycheck anymore.
Now you sound like you were rocking the Sopranos suit a couple weeks ago. Now
yes.
You're talking about getting out of the game. It's
yes.
Like we're New
yes.
Jersey mob boss.
I tried
boss.
To get out, but they pulled me back.
Yeah,
in, you know.
Every time. I was talking to Daryl Macon, and he was saying that he thinks he and Jalen are the best backcourt in the country, which, you know, obviously you want guys to be confident and stuff, but he said he was working way harder, and I asked him what he'd done specifically, and he goes, well, you know, maybe last year if I'd spend 8 hours in a gym, this year I would do 12. And I was like, in a week? And he goes, in a day? I was like, come on, man, you're not 12 hours in a day. He goes, okay, well, maybe not that, but I did spend the night at the basketball. I guess they have couches over there, and he has like a blanket and stuff, and he spends the night. So,
well, I did that many nights at
for different reasons. I feel like maybe
when I was a manager, but it had nothing to do with
right.
Yeah, getting my managing game better. So
yeah, you weren't out there practicing.
We had
practice.
Eddie Sutton would have practice at 6 a.m. and you know the bars would close around here. Two.
Catch a quick few hours
yes.
of sleep and be ready
yes.
to go in the
Get
morning.
Get those balls rolled out.
you mentioned guys not being in trouble. Obviously, Orlando Cook is somebody that they're still waiting to kind of see what his situation is going to be. It sounds like they're going to just wait until the courts and everything make their decision to
the
go
standard,
from there.
Let the legal system take its time and do what it needs to do, and then they'll get you know, some of the answers that they need, and he'll either play or he won't play.
You get the sense that he might be – I mean, there's a lot more depth this year in guys that could play that position. Like, even a guy like Darius, he could. I mean, I asked Mike today about some of the different lineups that could play. He's missed a lot of time, and there's – Dustin should be better. Adrio, they talked about being really good and somebody who's impressed. And Melvin Watkins really likes Adrio and what he's done. I kind of get the sense Orlando might get pushed out of the rotation if he ends up coming back.
Well, you know, certainly I think whatever he's doing in his off time, because he's not working out here.
Can he go to the
I assume you can.
Okay.
You know, Anton was allowed in there.
To work out at the practice
the
facility.
Team,
right.
You know, but it was he could still flash his card and get in there and work. So I assume Orlando Cook's status will have to do with what goes down legally and – what he does to, for lack of a better way, keep his head on straight between now and the time he has a chance to join back.
You've been doing it longer than I have. Obviously, that wasn't a shot at your age, but
54.
Yeah. Okay, young and in the prime of your life. What do you think? Like the typical response will be, assuming the legal thing gets worked out and he can't come back. Does he get suspended for a few games? You think, based on what Mike's done in the past, he typically will. There'll be some other disciplinary action, I'm sure, on top of
it. You know, just off the top of my head, and what's happened over the course of the time I've been here with Coach Sutton, Coach Richardson, Coach Heath, Coach Pelfrey, and Coach Anderson now.
See, I said I wasn't knocking your age, and then you went back and, like, named the last 18 coaches.
Yeah, but the some who spent longer times here than others. but the standard deal, I think, through all of those have been a semester – away.
Oh, so you think it could be till like December?
I think that's the least.
Okay.
You know, he might get to come back to practice before the end.
So then you really think, man, he might be out of the road. He's got his work cut out for him to even get to play this
January.
Year.
But, you know, we know right now they're out there with 11 players out of 13 scholarships.
Right.
There never seems to be 13 out there.
They can never
practicing.
Quite be full.
Yeah. So I think if he does everything.
Don't knock my man
to.
Jonathan Holmes, man. He's out there too.
Yeah, if Orlando does everything he's supposed to do, the legal system allows him to rejoin the school, and the school, which you know, that's that they'll have a factor in it as well. It won't just be Coach Anderson's decision.
Right.
But if everything goes right, yes, I think he could join them after the first semester. And you know, because he's a senior, you might give him one more shot. If he was a sophomore, I think he'd be out.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
APR, baby.
APR, man. Hey, they've – what do you say, 18 guys graduated last 4 years? Not necessarily just guys on the team, but dudes coming back like Lee Mayberry. Corey Mett came back, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finished. Did Oliver Miller do it a couple years ago?
Yeah, but I don't think he'd have been counted in the 4 years yet. So, but
oh, yeah, yeah. They're not – these guys aren't, guys aren't counting back retroactively
they're
for the APR.
They're talking about 18 guys that have – in the last 4 years they have – been on the roster at that point or have come back from the roster, such as Orlando Landis Harris.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize he had.
Yeah.
He's balling over in Europe right now. You see him.
Yeah, Arkansas's got quite the Europe all-star team going, you know. Over
there.
Headed up by B.J. Young.
Did Dusty wind up over – I think Dusty was back in Little Rock doing a camp
Dusty
last week.
Dusty still hopes to play for
– Memphis Hustle.
The G League.
The G League Memphis Hustle.
Which used to be the D League. And I guess they're in camp now, so we'll see.
You mentioned Anton, somebody who obviously went through his deal. Played decent last year, was really good at times, and went through some lulls. He lost, 15 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
He looked I don't know if you got to see him out there,
yes,
but, I mean, he looks very svelte.
Yeah, and, I think somebody asked him, you know, did you want to lose it on your own? Did they tell you to lose it? I think it was probably a combination of both.
Yeah.
Clearly, the time he was out for his counterfeit issues. I think that he didn't go as hard as he could, you know, working out when you're not with the team. And I think he put on a little weight and just kind of stuck with that. But I think obviously being his senior year, and he knows that there's just a little bit of a time left here for him. And if he wants to be a Europe League star or someplace else, you know, he has to get his game back. And he certainly looks better, and I think he'll be quicker. And you know, maybe that'll help him elevate a little bit more. He loves to go in the lane, but sometimes he goes in.
He's a little dude, and if you can't get off the floor, then it's going to be tough to finish. I mean, going to Spain or Germany wouldn't be a bad way to spend a few. I say that just based off your Periscopes from being in Spain last summer.
Yes, so. You know, you just it's better to go over there all the time instead of just every 4 years.
Right.
You
know. Yeah.
Hey, you know, the Puerto Rico thing, they're supposed to play in next year, Arkansas is.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're supposed to play at San Juan Shootout in Puerto Rico, but it has been moved to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which is a nice nice place and all, but I hope for a variety of reasons that things get picked up and put back together down there in Puerto Rico.
You're going to be contributing heavily to the put back Puerto Rico fund.
I'm Make putting Puerto Rico great again, man.
Okay, well, we didn't have to go there. This is not a political podcast. They I think are going to have a few more chances for us to watch them before the red white game even. Did anybody really jump out at you today from what you saw? Or is there anybody maybe on the team? Because, all right, so we know what Daryl and we know what Jalen can do, you know, to a lesser extent, Anton and Trey, guys like that who have been here. Is there anybody that you think, like, takes a leap forward? And I can go first if I think the
most improved player on the basketball team this year will be Adriel Bailey.
Okay. What did Mike say? He's a rebounding fool? That's what he called him today?
Something like that. But I think he has the opportunity to make the same jump that Michael Qualls did when Michael Qualls was a freshman and averaged 3 points. And,
yeah.
You know, and was somebody who you thought, hey, he's got something there, but, you know, came back his sophomore year and really stepped it up and then was just fantastic his junior season. So I think Adriel Bailey has a chance to really step forward. The other one would be C.J. Jones.
Hey, which, that's my guy, man.
Yeah, I'll let you take over that because I knew that's who you were going
to
say.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and on Adriel, just to sort of add to that, I think, like, obviously everybody wants to make the Qualls comparison, and Louisiana guy, they're both athletic. Man, he's so athletic. They got so many athletes out there, but – I mean, Qualls, like, all credit to him, he turned into a wing who could shoot it. I think Adriel is going to be a four. I think he starts at the four, you know, at some point this year. And if not starts, he's going to play a lot of minutes.
Yeah, I think Dustin and him are the fours you're going to see play. And I think Trey and Daniel are going to play the five. And you could have a variation of – you could have Trey and Dustin in there at the same time. I think that's how they'll split up the time, at least early on in games.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if we see the Daniel-Trey combination like we saw Moses-Trey.
Which benefited Arkansas greatly because of the passing ability of Trey Thompson.
Yeah, man. Trey out there.
That might be your other point guard.
Just give it to him at the top of the key and let everybody cut. Yeah, man, CJ for me, he hadn't gained any weight. He still weighs 175, he told me, but he lost some, like, bad weight and gained strength. And my big thing watching him today was, you know, they do the full court dribbling drill where you're guarding somebody one-on-one, and last year he could barely do it. Like, he couldn't handle the ball, didn't have a lot of confidence putting it on the floor, and it was easy to kind of get up under him. And he was wrapping it behind his back today, going between his legs. He looked confident, and, you know, the shot's there, and he's athletic. I mean, you saw him just go off in Spain last year.
Yeah, that was in Italy, I think.
Italy. Yeah, I keep calling Spain. Yeah. Somewhere in Europe. I'm uncultured.
No, you know, last year was Spain. You're right. Yeah, Italy was 4 years
You've been to Italy,
ago.
Too?
Yeah, the two trips last four
Jeez,
years.
Man.
Yeah, and Maui before that. But
that's where they need to go back. Yeah. They need to play a tournament.
Wife goes with me to all these things, but doesn't want to go to Starkville for some reason.
Stark Vegas, man. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. But the he put on a show over there, and, of course, you write about what happens and comes back, and everybody expects him, including me, to have a big impact.
And he wasn't bad
year.
Whenever he got to play.
Yeah, I mean, just points per minute and all
in front
that.
Of him who were really good.
Yeah, and that was the deal. And Dusty's no longer, you know, in front of him, and I think he'll get plenty of time on this team this year, especially if, you know, his defense has improved, and that's the big thing.
And that's what TJ said, that, man, he's gotten a lot better both off the ball and just, you know, strength-wise on the ball. He's able to maybe handle guys better, and it's hard to, like, bump a guy and sort of wall him off if you weigh 160 pounds and can't really – you're just easily shoved out of the way. So I think he'll be good. You said something on our message board a couple weeks ago that I thought was interesting, and we got to wrap this up because we got to go to football. But you thought so Blue Ribbon, really good preseason magazine that gets a lot of stuff in depth. Bob Holt writes Arkansas's deal every year. I think they released a top 25. Arkansas wasn't in it. There were a few SEC schools that were. They released a deal, the actual magazine later, and Arkansas was sixth, I want to say, in the SEC. You said you thought they'd be a top 25 team by the end of the year. I guess what gives you that call? Because they weren't last year. Obviously, they play like one at the end of the year. What makes you think that this team, I mean, we haven't really seen them a bunch and it's early, so what gives you that confidence that they're going to be that
well,
sort of team?
I think the biggest thing is I think they're going to be better defensively. And I know that seemed to be a bone of contention with Coach Anderson.
Yeah,
today.
I think he took a little bit of exception to what I wrote. Yeah. But, hey, statistically, yeah. Worst defense he's had.
Yeah. And I think
it was just out of personnel.
Yeah,
he didn't
I think they're
the
going
guys.
To be better defensively. I think that's going to help them with easy baskets on offense. But I think this team with Daniel and Darius and hopefully Khalil, I think they will all learn their roles as the season goes along. I think I like the non-conference schedule they have.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get a lot of tests. You and I will both be in Portland for that tournament up there where they play
Can't
Oklahoma
wait.
The first game
yeah.
with a nice little point guard,
Trey Young,
that we've seen before. And then possibly another game with North Carolina, but they're going to play three games in 3 days up there. So I think they get a lot of good experience early on, and I just think much like the football team used to do, they improve throughout the season, and I think by the end of the year, they will be one of the top four or five teams in the SEC. I don't think they'll end up six.
Yeah. Well, they always seem to outperform.
I think Blue Ribbon. And I also said on the message board post that I think the reason – what they lost is why –
right.
what they have
you
unproven
see it lose
is
Moses,
not,
Dusty, and even Manny. Like,
right.
I mean, I can see that they always seem like they outperform where they're picked in the preseason. Like last year, I think they were seventh and they finished third. And even before that, even though they went 16-16 the year before, they still did better, I think, than people predicted they would.
And I've been around Coach Anderson. In fact, I handed him the keys to the office at Barnhill when he and Coach
this
Richardson
is one of those
first,
6 a.m. mornings that you're just sprawled
no
outside?
No they
oh,
were,
okay
they, when they first when they were announced
oh I got
and I was still I'd been a manager for Coach Sutton became a manager for Coach Richardson handed them the keys to get into their office and the I can tell I've been around Coach Anderson long enough to when I can tell he has this quiet confidence about
he
how
likes his
basketball
team you can kind of tell
he really does like them and he's talked about that to me out of press conference settings and I think he really feels good about what they can be.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, man, because the SEC I think is going to be so much better this year. I mean,
suddenly the SEC basketball may be a better conference than SEC
football. Yeah, you've seen that, like, man, you look back 5 years ago, the coaches and all that they had in the SEC West was a bloodbath and just you know, even the East had like South Carolina had Spurrier and they're up and
yeah.
Now it's kind of flipped and you got all these great coaches in the SEC.
Kentucky,
if some of them are still there when the
Kentucky,
season
Kentucky, Florida, A&M are all going to be really
good. See, I'm lower on Florida
good.
Than some. They're still going to be good, but I saw someone put them in the top 10 the other day and I was like, man, that seems high. Because they lost, I mean, Kayvon's really good, but they lost a lot of dudes too. But, I mean, just the depth. Even Missouri, I think, will be good. Alabama should be good if everybody's eligible. That's kind of thing we're waiting to see, like.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna be gone? But I could see Arkansas I could see them win like 20 games with this schedule. But that would be enough to get in the tournament, I think, because they're gonna play like a top 10 schedule in the country.
Yeah, it's no longer the a lot of help the other programs with money game
right.
schedule.
So. Yeah, there's not a lot of cupcakes.
Which there's
out there.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, it's good to be benevolent and all that. But you know, at times it does keep you from getting in the tournament.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else you got, man?
Well, obviously.
What happened to your knee? You got like a Band-Aid that you're rocking.
Oh, I have arthritis. It's being 54, and I have to Embryo. I give me and Phil Mickelson both have psoriatic arthritis.
You and Phil? You
yeah,
and the lefty?
Yeah. Yeah. So I give myself a shot there each week. So
okay.
Yeah. But that's good to share with everybody. But you know, but what
you're
I'm
in better shape than Isaiah. Yeah, is
what I was saying,
right now.
They've got four really good recruits already committed.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that real quick.
Four really good recruits already committed after getting Keyshawn Embry. The guard out of Midwest City in Oklahoma, who's now at IMG.
He is really athletic, and he can score, man.
Yeah, 6'4". And obviously Desi Seals, the point guard or guard from Jonesboro. Isaiah Joe, who's now 6'4",
really like
and can just shoot the crap
he's
out
long.
Of
him. He's, I think, going to be a pretty good defender, too.
Yeah, and then,
he shot like 52% from three in AAU.
Yeah, and then Ethan Henderson, obviously at Little Rock Parkview, who – will benefit from the weight program up here, just like Gafford did. I think we mentioned that Gafford went from 217 to 235.
Yeah. And he looks ripped.
And then I'm actually headed to Arlington, Texas this weekend, and I can say I'm going down there to see Jordan Phillips.
Yeah, you're going to see the Cowboys.
But I'm going to see the Cowboys in Green Bay. He's 5 minutes from my hotel, so his school is, so I'll drop by. But
he thought he
was going to commit to Arkansas this morning. I think he'll probably still do that. But there's some folks from SMU saying at least come over for practice and, you know, maybe give us a visit. But I think he'll end up here. So, you know, that's a good crew right there. And then you probably either get Reggie Chaney, the 6'8 kid from Finley, or they wait until the spring if they don't get him.
For a big, presumably, right?
I think you got to get a big.
Yeah. I mean, you think Ethan will be a guy who could back up Gafford, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but I think you still need – you know,
someone else
to I mean, he doesn't have to have a lot of big guys, but you gotta have some.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I mean, we wasn't quite 40 minutes. I think that 40 minutes of tell is kind of maybe a little bit misleading, but you know, you got to go with the puns.
Well, then we'll go with 35 minutes of tell and 5 minutes of what the he used to say.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we'll probably do this, we're gonna do this fairly often, more once the season gets started, but yeah, we'll probably maybe talk to you guys next week in advance of the red-white game. And for Dudley Dawson, I'm Jimmy Carter. Keep checking Whole Hog Sports, and we'll have all sorts of stuff as the season gets close.
Peace out.
See you.